thanks for joining us. Welcome.
Yes, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me. I am super duper excited to talk all things karaoke right now.
Yeah, we're always excited to talk to somebody who's ready to talk about karaoke.
It's literally our favorite thing. That's why we do this.
I get it. It's been like a huge part of my entire adult life.
Hello, and welcome back to The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly. It's a karaoke podcast that takes karaoke exactly as seriously as it should be taken. I'm your very dialed back, ready to rock and roll host, Adam Wainwright.
And I'm falling asleep on the job, and I'm Ed Kennard.
Ed, I wanted to bring this new attitude because I was thinking about it over the new year, and I decided I've just been way too energetic, and sometimes too much energy is a bad thing. So I think if we adopted more of an NPR tone to what we're doing on this podcast, that we would capture the hearts and minds of everybody on this planet. So that's what I'm hoping. Do you think what I'm bringing right now will capture hearts and minds?
I think it will capture some of them. Don't forget that roughly 50% of the American populace thinks that NPR is a tool of socialist pinko bastards.
Well, it is a tool of socialist pinko bastards, but it's a good tool. It's a tool that, as a socialist pinko bastard, I really enjoy.
Same.
You know what I'm saying?
Same.
Great. Well, Ed, we're just going to keep this tone going for just a little bit longer, and we're going to see how long we can push this. Well, how are you doing, Ed? Let's just check in right at the top. We're not going to talk to you for long. We have a little bit of a clip show here because we're re-gearing, getting ready for season two. So we're going to hit you with a lot of best shots. But first, I want to hear how you're doing, Ed. I feel like it's been a little while since we've had a chance to check in over the air.
It certainly has, but fortunately, we did get to check in person, and it was so very good to see you.
It was so very good to see you, my good sir, gentleman, person. We may have got together, and I did sing karaoke for the first time in forever! Okay, that was it. It lasted exactly as long as I thought it would last. Now I'm back. I'm back. Did you guys miss me? Nobody missed me. It's fine. It's fine. They didn't miss the spirit, the attitude. I'm back though, baby. I'm back. I got back in the karaoke game. Ed was there.
Yeah, I even got some recordings of you doing Adele. I wish I would have recorded you doing Fiddler on the Roof. And we can't talk about the secret thing that we recorded either.
No, we can't talk about the secret thing that we recorded. One day we will be able to talk about it. I feel like we haven't been able to talk about this secret thing for like way too long. We need to make this happen.
We really do.
Fight somebody to make it happen. That's all we can say. But yes, I sang Adele, and I sang Fiddler on the Roof, and I sang Johnny Cash, and The Secret Thing. And man, it was such a good night. I really forgot how much I missed that. And it was the perfect scenario. It was a gigantic bar we were in, and there were like 12 people there. So if you're going to do it, like that was the best possible scenario. And I was just so happy to be out with you and like get back into this game. And yeah, man, it reminded me why I missed it. And like,
let me ask you this. It's been well over a year since you've done it. Did you feel any of those early jitters like you used to get way back in the day?
No, I didn't feel any of those jitters. Just understanding my breathing again, especially with Adele, like when singing in front of people was a different kind of thing. When I adjust it to my key, I do like a Josh Groban thing with it. I do what I call the Josh Groban spin on this Adele song. So just understanding my breathing in front of people was a little bit off.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
You know, it was something to settle back into, but it was just like riding a bike. The feeling's still there. It was just memories come flooding back of people that I don't remember that apparently know me. There were a lot of those people. The karaoke DJ was apparently somebody that Ed and I did karaoke with a long time ago. I had no recollection of who this dude was. If you're listening out there, I'm sorry.
I'm actually going to shout out DJ Dynamite Dan for this one reason. Dan knew he remembered me. He forgot my name. And he tried to be very slick and said, yeah, how do you spell your name again? So I went E D. But it was very cute what he tried.
Hey, Dan put together a great night. We had a good time. He stuck around a little bit to make sure he finished out the rotation. Big shout out to Dynamite Dan. He did a great job and made my return to karaoke something worthwhile. I just want to take a minute at the top because, like I said, we're not going to spend much time here. We have about a minute left that we want to spend on this to say, hey, I hope you enjoyed the clip show last week. We're getting back on board. We're refueling. We're refocusing for season two. We have a lot of great stuff coming up for you in the pan. More challenges, more hit me with your best shots, more great guests, more karaoke talk that you come to know and love. And I just want to say thank you. We were podcasting for most of 2021. We've developed a really loyal followership, and we just couldn't do this without you. You know, well, we probably would do it without you, but there's an added element of fun for us and thrill because there's a crowd. It's the difference between singing in front of a screen and singing in person. So we like to thank you for being that karaoke crowd for us. Right, Ed?
We genuinely and truly appreciate it. I'm still amazed by how many people have responded to this and like it and just want to go on this karaoke journey with us.
Well, let's continue on this karaoke journey. Just so you know, today we're going to drop in some Hit Me With Your Best Shots. It's going to be another Greatest Hits episode. We got Dana, Ayumi, Brian Raftery, Mike and Joe from FNK, Andrew Crawford, and Baby Van Beasley's Hit Me With Your Best Shot coming your way. It's right about now after you cue the damn guitar, Ed. Ed, do you have any other questions for Dana before we kind of like...
Well, I mean, I have some questions for Dana. I'm going to share them with you because I think it's time. Yeah, I think it's time that we play our game with Dana. We're going to ask him some quick fire questions and he's going to give us some quick fire answers. What do you think, Adam?
I won't throw away my shot, Ed. That's how you do it, son.
Hit me.
Dana, what's the best thing you've ever seen at karaoke or one of your nonstop Broadway nights?
All right, this is easy. It came right to me when I thought about this question. I had a feeling it was coming. In the early days, when I was young and foolish all of 5 years ago, because we were simply doing one musical straight through, I had my tracks, God bless me, on a CD.
Oh, my.
The crowd was, the singers were on stage, and they were singing the song nonstop, which I believe has five singers on stage. And the crowd is really pumping. I think we had 175 sellout in that bar that night. I believe that was at the Fun House at Mr. Small's here in Pittsburgh. And it was the last song of right before intermission, about midway through the song, the CD skipped and stopped. And the crowd and the singers on stage did not. They just rolled with it. Went straight through the song. They did not give a shit. They just had a great time. Actually, I think it was probably better than if the CD had continued. We got through it. Fortunately, the second half was on a separate CD. And I thought, all right, I'm an idiot. I had better move to the laptop now. It's time.
That's good fantastic. Choice to the laptop. Yep. But yeah, that's wonderful. That's a moment right there.
Now, I'm assuming you're not going to use your own stuff for this, but what is the worst thing you've ever seen at karaoke?
You know, I probably could find somewhere in my brain to use my own stuff if I had to on that. Honestly, the worst thing I see at karaoke happens a little too often. Well, there's really two levels. The one is obvious. We've all seen the drunken people at karaoke that take things too far or that they just bring everybody else down. We don't fortunately get that too often at my shows. I'd more often see that at somebody else's, but it happens sometimes and you do have to keep an eye for it. And as the guy running the show, like any karaoke DJ might have to, I got to try to keep an eye out for that. But secondarily, the thing I see at way too many karaoke shows, and it's really not the KJ's fault, is bad tracks. So many karaoke tracks sound terrible. I don't have a solution for that. A lot of them, especially the older ones, are working off of very old programming to try to synthesize all those instruments. They can't afford to bring a full band in to record those karaoke tracks. But it drives me nuts when there's some really, really bad tracks out there. Or for that matter, really, really bad EQing and balance levels. Oh, I can't stand it. It hurts my soul. I wasn't actually at this show, but I heard about a show that a friend went to. They had wireless microphones, which I said, wow, that's great. They had a ton of wireless microphones. They set them on a stand by the stage and no one worked the soundboard the entire show. I wasn't even at that show and I am wounded. I am hurt.
Ed and I were hurt just by hearing about that right there. Yeah.
Terrible.
It's a visceral reaction that.
And I asked my friend who was there, how did it sound? And of course, terrible, awful. What are you thinking?
There's no way that could have sounded good. Yeah. Well, speaking of karaoke tracks, how convenient. What's one song you would love to sing at karaoke or a Broadway night, and you've just never been able to find a good instrumental for it, or the instrumental at all?
I want to find more stuff personally from Come From Away, which is challenging because there are so many characters in almost every song. And this is a little bit more of a deep track. And I think you don't find karaoke tracks for this because no one liked this show particularly, which is Sting's show, The Last Ship, which I really enjoyed. And it does include a few Sting tracks. So now we are slightly getting into jukebox musical, but only a few tracks, probably just to make the publishers happy. Other than that, I really love that show. There aren't any tracks out there. Who's asking for that? Just me, apparently.
Probably. I don't think I've even heard of that one. So
exactly. It was here and gone.
So you're in a brand new place while traveling, and you only have the chance to sing one song. What do you pick to make your mark?
Oh, that is tough. Now, if I am going to be like Adam is talking about and try to squeeze a karaoke track in there, I might very well go in the direction of Sweet Transvestite, or if we're going in a Hamilton direction, Hurricane. If we are fortunate enough to have a night where slow songs will work, and there's not a lot of nights where a slow song is happy at a normal karaoke place, Empty Chairs at Empty Tables, I love me some of that, but it is gotta be picked at the right moment. If we're not doing a karaoke track, I'm gonna go to Adam's Bane and I'm gonna sing some Beatles.
But you're much better at it than I am, like infinitely better at it than I am, Dana.
Well, that's okay. You can sing the Johnny Cash then.
Infinitely better. That works for me. So if you could magically strike one song from every karaoke playlist forever, what would it be?
Boy, I think you've had so many good answers for this and so many answers that were the same. I'll stick with one that's in my own arena, and that is the song Belle from Beauty and the Beast, which some people might know it as the provincial life song. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely little song for the person who's singing Belle. Maybe if you have some people being funny as Gaston and LeFou, maybe. But then there are like 85 other characters in that song asking about how many eggs you want. And oh my God, it's too long. There are too many characters, too few moments that are really nice in the song. Please pick a different song, people. Pretty please, pretty please.
Okay, that's Dana, you did great. That was fantastic. It's always good, you know, getting your perspective on things, learning about the Beatles. But you know how this works. Now you get a chance to hit, like, fire away. Give us something. You know, we solemnly swear that we're going to answer honestly, and karaoke related or not. I mean, yeah, go ahead and throw it at us.
All right, gentlemen, you have to help me out on this hypothetical. The Jim Henson Company, and I guess unfortunately now Disney, is producing a new Muppet movie, and it is Ed and Adam's karaoke movie. Which Muppets are portraying the two of you in the karaoke movie?
That's a good question.
It's fantastic. Based on looks alone, I feel like I'm Ernie and Adam's Bert. I mean, that is
really
what we look like.
I don't know if personality works that way, but that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, standing next to each other, we pretty much look exactly like that. If Ernie was bald, yeah, that would be what we would look like.
I mean, you could throw that at me from Avenue Q, too. I'd be perfectly fine. What are the names of the characters? They're not Bert and Ernie in Avenue Q.
No, it's very close. It's Rod and Nikki.
Nikki, that's right. I just want to sing My Girlfriend Who Lives in Canada at some point. Like, that's,
absolutely.
Yes.
But if I was going to pick my own for me, though, I think based off the personality that I have on here, it's probably, was it Sam the Eagle? Or one of the... yes. Or one of Statler or Waldorf. I feel like those nice. Encapsulate me.
I would actually agree with that. Ed, those encapsulate you pretty well with your personality that you've, you know, shown on here.
Amen.
I mean, I want to go like one or two directions. I really think Gonzo, you know, has always been a thing for me, and just the ridiculous daredevil that will tear off his, you know, cape. I think I'm more like Gonzo in the Muppets movie with Jason Segel, where he's trying to put on like the corporate suit as he's working at the toilet warehouse, and then gets coaxed back into, you know, being Gonzo the Great and the Daredevil. But
your,
I think
your entire plan is to blow up the company should someone come calling with an appropriate karaoke song to sing.
There's a self-destruct button already ready, Dana.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to pick Fozzy, Adam.
I was going to go Fozzy. That was my other pick, too.
Nice,
I feel like I'm very much a waka waka, especially with the questions that I guess with the, you know, the funny jokes I tell on this podcast that Fozzy makes sense of.
That's where I was going.
Yep. Ed, you don't seem thrilled about the funny jokes. Dana, have you enjoyed any of those jokes?
I'm sure there were a few that I chuckled at.
Okay, I'll take it. See, people are chuckling, Ed. Huh. I'm sorry, Dana. We've wandered off course. That was a really good question. It made me think about things that I've never thought about before, and probably feel feelings I haven't really felt in a long time. So thank you for that.
Well, I'm sure you'll be moving right along.
And I mean, so you've heard the podcast before, and so clearly he hit you with his best shot. Now we're going to play our quick fire game, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. So we're going to ask you five questions. First answer that comes to mind will be the ideal answer. And then at the end, you'll get to fire away and ask us whatever question you want to ask, karaoke related or otherwise. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to play our game?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Adam, I'm going to take the lead on this one. So I would
go ahead, Ed. I can't get over your transition. So right now,
what is the best thing you've seen at karaoke?
The best thing. Oh, yes. When I was in high school, my best friend sang the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift song by the Teriyaki Boys, which is a Japanese and English rap song, but she didn't know any Japanese, but she got it perfectly. She practiced a lot and it was amazing.
That is amazing. I'm impressed and I didn't see it. I wish I would have seen that. And there's a lot of things I wish I could erase from my memory. So
I can fumble my way through one Japanese song, which that's it. But
What song would that be?
Yeah. What song is that?
Well, the American name, I didn't realize that the American name for it was not the actual name for it until I listened to Andrew Hickey's A History of Rock Music in 500 Songs, but it's Sukiyaki.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Ed. Okay. Back to the game. what's the worst thing you've seen at karaoke?
The worst thing? I mean, pretty much anytime any other person tries rap music because they think it's going to be easy. Yeah.
I guess listeners can't see how pumped Adam and I got for that answer. We loved it.
Yes. Rap is also part of my karaoke repertoire as well. It's always very frustrating to see people think that it's not that difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, we can have an entire podcast episode on just that. If we do, we're going to bring you back just so we can talk about just that in particular because,
Sounds good.
What is one song you would love to do at karaoke that you've never been able to find? And that could, even if we don't know what it is, that's great. I mean, if it's a Japanese song, fantastic. If it's an American song, fantastic. It doesn't matter.
Well, these days, what I really miss, because I used to be able to sing it in the U.S. and I can't sing it anymore, is Coheed and Cambria songs. I love Coheed and Cambria. Their music really, really suits my vocal style. So I miss singing their music because I used to sing it a lot in high school. Yeah,
that's a good choice. It's something different. I love when people bring fresh new perspectives. So I love that answer. I really do. So you're in a brand new place when traveling and you only have one chance to sing one song. What do you pick to make your mark?
This is a difficult question. I probably would go with maybe Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. It's a little cheesy, but it's in my vocal range. So
I wouldn't say it's cheesy, as you can see by my celebrating. Yeah.
Lastly, if you could magically strike one song from every karaoke playlist and every karaoke machine forever, which song would you choose?
This one's difficult. I think New York, New York by Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
I know it's very random. I don't know how many people actually sing it, but it's
many.
As a New Yorker, it's very tiring.
Yes. Best answer so far, because that is the song they play after every Yankees victory.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And I hate the Yankees. So that's the best answer we've heard so far.
Those victories don't happen as much as they used to either.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Ayumi, that was great. You were like, those answers were so amazing. And I loved all of them so, so very much. You brought a fresh new perspective that we deeply appreciate. So you've been through the ringer. We hit you with our best shot. Now you have a chance to fire away. So go ahead, hit us. What do you got? Karaoke related or not, we solemnly swear, fingers crossed, that we will answer honestly.
So my question is, if you had to sing a song that is not in English, maybe you know the language, maybe you don't, what would it be?
Oh, God.
I've got mine. I'll go while Adam thinks. I mean, I've already tipped my hat with the sukiyaki thing, but that wouldn't be the choice. I would love to do Edith Piaf's La Vie en Rose.
Oh.
With the French lyrics. Like, I could do the Louis Armstrong American lyric one, but I really prefer her version.
I think I have that one in Japan, actually.
Nice. Mm.
There are some, I can't think of the song specifically right now, but there are songs that Regina Spektor sings that's in, I believe, French is the one that I like really enjoy of hers, that I would love to, you know, I have a tendency sometimes with the female vocalists to be able to drop the key, and I think there's a natural transition there for me as a singer to fit my vocal range. I love Regina Spektor. I admire what she brings and the sound that she develops, and I would love to, you know, she blends a little bit, so I'm kind of cheating because it's partially in English, partially in French. But I would love to be able to, you know, hang with her and, you know, kind of go that direction. Yeah. What's your answer to the same question? I know we're done with the game. But I'm going to fire it back at you.
Sure. Not to brag, but I know French and Italian. So I would like to sing more in French and Italian, but there aren't a lot of options available in Japan. Obviously, it's very English focused in terms of foreign music. But I guess maybe... probably in the future, I'd like to try to maybe get more into Korean music and then maybe try to sing some Korean music.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Yes, thank you. You fired away. We're done. That was it. But what I want to get into now is, like, listen, you've been just the best guest, guys. Joe, Mike, sincerely, I love talking to you guys. I mean, you bring energy.
Thanks, Adam.
Like, I love the community you've built. I love all these things. But now we're done with it. And now we're going to get down to the real stuff. Okay.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Serious face.
Serious face. Yep. Gather your drinks. Put on the serious face.
I'm ready.
We're gonna hit you with our best shot.
I see what you did there.
So here's what it's going to do, guys. We made it to be rapid fire. So I want you to answer these questions as quickly as possible. We're going to give you 5 questions in rapid succession. Joe and Mike, you can answer.
Wait. Are you going to call out our names? Because we're going to talk over each other.
Yeah. I'm going to talk over you.
Yeah, essentially. My sense.
We want you both to answer every question. We don't care how long the quick fire goes.
Yeah, oh, we don't. We want to get into it with both of you. We want your experiences and see what you bring to the
blue.
I'm a little nervous.
Onomatopoeia.
You can be a little nervous. I just want you to answer honestly, quickly. We'll point to you, not point to you. We'll say your names. That makes more sense in an audio medium. On. We'll go from there. Okay, we're going to hit you with the best shot. And at the end, you're going to have a chance to fire away, which means you'll be able to throw a question back at us, put us through the ringer.
Oh,
so we experience a little bit of pain, and we solemnly swear we're going to answer honestly, or, you know, we prefer to be karaoke related if it's not.
Well, yeah,
it is what it is.
Okay,
but let's just dive right in. So, number one, Joe, let's start with you because you're on the top of my screen. What is the best thing you have seen at karaoke?
Best thing I've seen at karaoke was, I think, Mike do Shaggy live on stage. You know, he doesn't look like the type of guy who could rock a good Shaggy, but he is. And it was fantastic. And I know that was an easy one. I totally high-fived Mike on that little quick answer, but it's true.
Excellent. Mike.
Oh, same question?
Same question. Same Keep question. Going. We want to know.
Better be about me.
The best thing I've ever seen at karaoke is I caught a reflection of myself singing Shaggy, and it was amazing!
Nice.
Okay, conversely, guys, and we'll start with Mike this time. What's the worst thing you've ever seen in karaoke?
I don't know. I think when people just try too hard in general, and, you know, they're there with an agenda and they're trying to, you know, it turns me off completely. I just want, you know, it should be a pure experience for everybody. And when people go there, you know, no matter how good or bad they are, if they go there with an agenda, it just sucks.
Yeah. You know, I always get upset when somebody's like going to get on stage and they just like have to jump off and throw up, you know, like I feel bad for those type of people that happens to. And, you know, I feel like, all right, that's a person I got to go over, buy them a drink, and then get them back up there again. And then, you know, we'll go up there with them, sing like a group song. But I know they wanted to get up there and sing. But
I like Joe's
answer.
It's a
little nerve-wracking, you know? Sometimes it can be nerve-wracking to get up there in front of a big group.
Yeah, it's 100% nerve-wracking sometimes. And I appreciate the fact you loosen them up a little bit more and then try to get them back on stage.
Yeah, a little booze fixes everything.
So general question for both of you, jump in whenever you can, but what is the one song that you would absolutely love to sing at a karaoke night, but you've just never been able to find a good instrumental of?
Ooh.
I haven't been able to find a good instrumental?
Or just in general, an instrumental, yeah. Like anything that you would love to sing?
I've tried to sing Red Rat like a million times doing Hey You Girl. I don't know if you've ever heard that song. It's like reggae, but I can't find it anywhere, anytime. Like there's just no karaoke bar and Smule doesn't have it. Nobody has it.
Don't stop believing for me. Don't stop. You know why? And it seems like an obvious one, right? Because whenever Don't Stop Believing comes on the radio or some band sings it, everybody in the room sings along to the entire song, but it is just slightly out of my range to actually sing it. And if I'm on stage singing it, I'll just crack all the high notes and I'll ruin it. But I have always wanted to like do a really good version because you know everyone in the room is going to be singing along.
And the reason why he hasn't been able to do that is because he hasn't found a good instrumental.
If I had like the violin version, it would be great.
The instrumentals always make his voice crack. So
So you guys are in a brand new place while traveling and you only have the chance to sing one song. What song do you pick to make your mark?
Angel, Shaggy. I do Caroline. Both parts.
Yeah. No, Mike, end this podcast right now.
You, Adam, and I are brothers because that's what we do also.
It is.
Sweet Caroline or Shaggy?
Shaggy. That's our go-to.
Okay. Awesome. I support nice. This. Sweet nice. Caroline doesn't make a mark. You know, it makes like a mark in your underwear. It's no good.
Okay, maybe the Divinals. Maybe I'll hit one of those.
Ooh.
There we go.
Yeah, that's it.
That makes a mark.
That definitely makes some kind of mark. Leave something somewhere. That's for damn sure. So speaking of Sweet Caroline, if you could magically strike one song from every karaoke playlist forever, which song would you choose?
Living on a Prayer.
Ooh, but is okay. It?
Yeah. I guess.
Sorry.
I guess that's hard. It's a hard one to do off the fly, off the cuff. I want to say Sweet Caroline, but I mean, it's really fun when everyone's singing. It's really fun when everyone's singing.
It is.
I don't know. I have to answer, so I'll just say Sweet Caroline. But I don't know. Like I like every song when people are singing them. They don't really bother me as long as
I'm doing. Like next time we're out in real karaoke, I'm gonna sing that song.
You twice. And I have sung twice. That song many times.
Guys, that was great. That was it. That's all we had. Like you guys were great. We hit you with our best shot. You handled it well. We had no doubt you were going to clearly.
No doubt. Hit you with your best shot. I had no
you're
doubt.
All
you're
all over
to.
This
no
music. Doubt. Over
it. Yeah, I know. We're just bringing it up. We're bringing the pain. So now it's time for your turn to bring the pain. You can fire away, give Ed and I a question, and we solemnly swear we're going to answer honestly. Yeah, sure.
Do either of you like pina coladas?
They have alcohol in them, so yes.
Fair enough.
I think what you were going for, Joe, was do you like pina coladas? What is it getting by
caught in the rain?
Getting caught in the rain.
I was waiting for one of you to be like, I'd rather get caught in the rain or something. You know?
Yeah, but, get caught in the rain.
No.
No.
All right. Fair enough. That's good.
Yeah. Mike, you got a question?
Yeah. Would you rather sing a...
This is a would you rather game.
Would you rather sing Milkshake by Kellis? Or would you rather sing, I don't know, Joe, come up with another one.
Some Heavy D and the Boys.
Oh, come on. Everyone would want to sing
Everyone wants to sing Heavy D and the Boys.
That's
and
a great
was,
one.
Was a loaded question.
No one wants to sing Milkshake by Kellis. So come up with another one. Make this easy.
Loving you.
There you go. That song, whatever it's called.
I'd rather sing it. Go for it.
In all fairness, I have done Milkshake.
Really?
And I've not done... Loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
Can you sing a verse for us now?
Oh, please.
Loving
please.
You is easy because you're beautiful. Yeah, I can't. I physically cannot do high notes without sounding like somebody's murdering one of my 10 cats. So I won't try.
I would definitely sing Kellis, though, because my milkshake does, in fact, bring all the boys to the yard.
Does it?
Damn nice. Right it's better than yours.
Damn right it is.
Damn right.
That's how he found me.
I got a straw over here somewhere.
Yeah.
What you doing later?
Skip the straw. Go right in deep.
Hey. Now I'm all hot and bothered. Damn, that was the best, was the best session of that ever.
Both of you, what's your go-to? You can sing one song at karaoke. What's your go-to?
To light up the room.
Yeah, to light up the room.
For me, it's Angel by Shaggy and Rayvon.
It's really
so great.
Come on. This is bullshit. I got to hear this.
You want to do it? I'll see if we can find a video. Yeah.
Your queen.
No.
Oh, no.
Could have left, but I called and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded. Mission completed.
Whoa, Ed. Ed just brought it. Nice. I like that.
But yeah, Adam does a really good one too. I do,
but I'm not. I'll bring something else to the table because normally, if I'm making my mark, if I'm going to a place, I do one of the best Johnny Cashes.
Really?
I carry around Western Pennsylvania, and like when I was doing karaoke at the Hyatt in Western Pennsylvania, you step into any bar just about Western PA and drop Johnny Cash on them, and yeah, you drop a real good Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm. You get drinks bought for you at bars in Western Pennsylvania.
Let's hear it.
My go-to.
We got to hear it.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went home and I went to bed. I stuck the loving 44 beneath my head.
Yes.
All right.
That was awesome.
Recording that, and we are featuring on the next Friday night karaoke podcast, and we're also featuring in the Friday night karaoke the Facebook group,
the softer side.
My big thing when I go to karaoke after I sing my song, if I really want to make an impression on people, it's not about the song I sang; it's about the song that I sing in between songs. Once the music goes away, I start freestyling Lodi Dodi by Snoop Dogg because I have the whole thing memorized, and it blows people away because they're like, oh, what's that boy doing?
The shit that is in your head permanently,
right?
Amazes me.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Ed, we should let them know that, like, we talked about our individual marks, but they put us together in a room. We also...
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's tough to give a good taste of it here, but Ed and I would make the argument and accept any challenge at any karaoke bar throughout the country, or any bar or place throughout the country, that Ed and I do one of the best It's Tricky by Run DMCs in the entire country.
No way!
And I would actually say that our Rapper's Delight is better than that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So when are we all going to karaoke?
As soon as humanly possible, guys. Yep. I will come to Connecticut. I'll go to New York. Let's do it.
I live in New Jersey already. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
You're in Jersey.
Jersey. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Wow. I'm moving to Queens this December. So.
Oh my God. We throw a party, FYI, and this is good for everybody listening.
Yeah.
We throw a party on the top of the Williamsburg Hotel like every other week in the summer, all the way through October?
Yeah, I think, no, it's a little.
I think
mid-September.
September 14th is the last one.
We got one,
right?
September 14th, yes.
14th, 12th is the catwalk fashion show. Yep. Yeah. So we have 800, 1,000 people on the top of the Williamsburg Hotel. There's no karaoke there, but there's definitely karaoke afterwards.
Yes, the after karaoke party.
So yeah, we got to get you out. Let's have some fun.
I'm ready to go. I've been aching. I haven't done karaoke since the end of the pandemic because I'm new to the area. So I'm still like, well, I moved to Jersey when the pandemic started. Like,
we must have approved your Friday night karaoke membership by now.
Right? You know what? I'm going to get involved. Okay. Enough excuses. I get it.
What's taking so long, Adam?
I know. Yeah. I'm coming around.
Now it's time for us to play our little game.
Okay.
Where I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and I just want the first answer that comes to your head. It's a quick fire game. I'm going to ask you to hit me with your best shot.
Cool.
Once we get through that, I'm going to give you the chance to fire away. Ask me any single question that you want, karaoke related or not, and I promise to be 100% truthful. And I'm sticking to that. I'm sticking to my guns there. I will tell the truth. I will not plead the fifth of vodka. So the first question, Brian. What is the best thing you've seen at karaoke?
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, I think when I took my 2 young daughters to karaoke and they sang, and I sang, I think it was a Taylor Swift song with my daughter. That was very, very fun because they'd never done it before and they took to it immediately. I have also though seen there were some nights of that punk metal karaoke where it's just like someone gets up and does not. I do remember there was this one woman used to get up and sing Def Leppard's Photograph, and I kind of fell in love with her, and thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. Never struck up a conversation ever. I was way too terrified. But at that point in my life, and that kind of shows where my life has gone from 20 years ago till now, but those two things were certainly two of the best performances that I've ever seen. Also, I've seen my friend Ava do Informer by Snow in front of crowds that are not ready for Informer by Snow, and she knows that song all the way through, and she always slays that song. So that's three answers, but those are the first three that come to mind.
Fantastic. What's the worst thing you've seen at karaoke?
Oh boy, I don't know if I know who was it, but I remember one night when someone back in the New York kind of village karaoke nights, I do remember one friend who would, I think, put on Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf and was just not ready for how long it is. And I remember that got like really tough because they did not want to give up on it. And I do think that was always a weird thing in those rooms. Sometimes people would just be like, oh yeah, Knock on Heaven's Door, that's a fun one. And you're like, it's not. It goes on for a long time. It's weird. There are certain longer songs that just cannot, you can see the look of panic on someone's face. I mean, it's like Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Yeah, you got it changes up a lot. You got a lot of stuff going on there. It kind of flies by. But yeah, when it's like the eighth time of singing, Let Me Sleep On It, you're just, the person just looks like they're going to pass out and they realize they made a terrible decision. I do remember, I think I know who did that. I do remember that being a pretty terrible night for that person.
It's very kind of you not to name them. Yeah. What is the one song you would love to do at karaoke that you've never been able to find?
Oh, there's a lot of those. I had a list at one point. I think I had an appendix in my book. Yeah. And then a couple of the songs are now, a lot of the songs are now available. There is definitely, I was very into, in the 90s, I was very, very, very into a lot of emo and indie, like really indie pop punk. And there's some of those songs which no one would recognize that I would love to do. I will say there is, since this is a Pennsylvania adjacent conversation, there was a pop punk band in Pennsylvania in the 90s called Weston.
Yeah.
Who had, yeah, Weston. I love Weston.
One of the and first shows I went to was a Weston
really?
Show. Yeah.
Where was it?
Easton, PA? I think it was in Easton, PA. Yeah.
I'm sure they played 100 shows in Easton, PA. That is like the perfect Weston town. Weston and Easton. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But they have a lot of stuff. They have a song called Young Pennsylvania, which is one of my favorite goofy. It was like a B-side. And it's all about how Pennsylvania like is awesome and should beat up New Jersey. And it's such a goofy, catchy song. And weirdly, when the election that Saturday, when we found out that Biden won, it was Pennsylvania had turned, you know, was that first kind of break. That song was the first thing that came to mind, which is so weird. But I do love that song. And it's like, I would love to sing that song in Pennsylvania to at least three people who know what that song is. But it's, I would love that. There's a million Jawbreaker songs. There's like weird Fugazi deep cuts. There's a lot that I could, you know, I could probably do an entire 2-hour playlist of just songs that you can't do that I would love to do.
That's awesome. Let's say you're in a brand new place while traveling and you have only one chance to sing a song. What song do you pick to make your mark to a crowd that's never seen you before?
You know, I think that whenever we would have those karaoke parties and we had to get things going, we learned after a while that there was one song that everyone seemed to like and that tempo-wise seemed to work and that no matter the age was kind of recognizable. And that was, weirdly, Billy, Don't You Lose My Number by Phil Collins. I just think that because Genesis and Phil Collins are so internationally huge, that would probably, if you do Phil Collins, someone knows who you are. They know where you're going with that. Maybe I would do a different one or a different kind of 80s Genesis tune, but I do feel like those are, and also like Billy Don't Choose My Number is very much like, I don't even know what my range is, but it's relatively nearby.
Yeah, I don't think I could hit that one myself. If you could magically strike one song from every karaoke playlist forever, what song would you choose?
I mean, that Meatloaf song, certainly. I mean, I love Since You've Been Gone. I think Since You've Been Gone is one of the, hands down, one of the best, probably the top five songs the last 20 years. Like, I really honestly, I don't know if I need to, he'd need to hear it ever again, like in a karaoke room. Like, it just was so omnipresent for so long, but I wouldn't walk out and I would probably sing along too. It is sort of like, there are just a lot of classic rock songs that I don't ever need to hear. And like I said, the Meatloaf song is one of them. And that does get pulled on quite a bit. And there's probably a couple of, you know, there's also songs that people would put on ironically and think it's funny. Like, I definitely would see dudes being like, I'm going to sing Memories from Cats and it'll be funny. I'm like, just, that's not that funny. It's not that funny, dude. Like, so that kind, not necessarily that song, but that kind of like winking, ironic kind of bro-y show off thing, I'm
I'm too cool. I'm too cool to be here, but I'm still here.
Yeah, I never dug that vibe. You know, it's not cool to me. I don't know.
Well, Brian, you did it. You haven't been out for karaoke in a while, but you nailed Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Great answers. Thank you. Now's your chance. Fire away. Any question, karaoke or otherwise?
Oh, let me see. Well, one thing I always ask people is, and this is a very hard question to answer, so if you want to punch it in a post, I will give you a series of pre-programmed responses, but do you have a favorite? I'm obsessed with incorrectly transcribed lyrics on karaoke. So okay. Do you have any that you remember? Because sometimes, like, I think they're much better now, but definitely in like the mid-aughts, there were a bunch of companies from England that were sending over like old 70s classic rock songs and not getting the lyrics right at all. Do you have any you remember from that, or is that something that you even pick up on?
The closest thing that I can say to that is a few episodes back, Adam and I had a challenge, and I'm still arguing with him whether I won it or not, because my thing is, like you, I've got a good sense of rhythm, if not a good sense of notes,
right?
And I've got a very good memory for song lyrics. And I am 99% certain that I got the section in It's the End of the World as We Know It correctly, mm-hmm. as per the Sound Choice version.
Okay.
But the lyrics that he had online were different. And I'm like, oh, wow. Maybe the lyrics I've been singing, because I just know it from the Sound Choice version, maybe I have it wrong because of that. And I'm not.
That can happen.
Yeah. So that's the one that sticks out. The other thing that sticks out with that to me is I don't always notice the lyric differences, but when something doesn't scan right, we all know the songs we're singing, I think, for the most part, but sometimes you don't know it as well as you think you do. And that scan being off, that's the thing that I find really off-putting. My worst performance ever was Mr. Jones by, I forget what the manufacturer was, but I mean, I got booed. It was pretty awful.
Oh no.
Fantastic. I mean, Adam was the one who started the booing, but I mean, everyone joined in. Great.
Yeah. My favorite, the one that I always remember is there's Keeping the Faith by Billy Joel. I know this, and I think my friend and I would put this on just for this lyric, but there's a line where he says, "I heard about sex, but not enough." And the lyrics on the karaoke screen were, "I heard about 6 foot, not enough." And I was like, that seems more obscene. That's like the weirdest misheard. And I used to take pictures of them. I have photos somewhere of a bunch of misheard. But I'm always surprised when it's like for a genuinely big star and a big song. We're like, wait a minute, this is very easy to track down the right information for this. But they are my favorite. When they do occur, it's like a glitch in the matrix. It's very very exciting to see them.
I love that. That's a great question to ask people.
Andrew, it's been such a joy talking to you, man. I fully look forward to one day doing karaoke against you and winning $3,000 in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
But for the time being, you've been such a great guest. It's been such a pleasure getting to know you, and we really appreciate you doing this. But it's time that we drop all the nonsense that we've been talking about and hit you with our best shot. And if you're unfamiliar with the segment, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, we're going to give you five questions that are karaoke related. And we just want you to give the first thing that pops into your head. Don't think of it as a quick fire round, but it's not quite a quick fire round. Just give us the first thing that pops into your head. Roll with it, stick with it. We love it. After those five questions, we're going to give you a chance to fire away. That means you can ask us any question, and we solemnly swear that we will answer honestly. We'd like it to be karaoke related, but if it's not, that's all good.
Cool. All right.
So, Andrew, are you ready for us to hit you with our best shot?
Let's do it.
Hell yeah, let's do it. Andrew, what is the best thing you have ever seen at karaoke?
Best thing I've ever seen in karaoke has to be, there was a time when there was a gentleman who was a veteran, and he was in a wheelchair. And he got up there and he sang Toby Keith's American Soldier, and everyone stood up and gave him a standing ovation. It was absolutely awesome. Yeah, that was touching. That, you know, he was in a wheelchair, getting up there, he sang American Soldier, and everybody just was like, coolest thing ever.
Yeah, that's really awesome. It really is. Yeah.
Conversely, what's the worst thing you've ever seen at karaoke?
Oh gosh, the worst thing I've ever seen is when I was karaoke DJing, there was one of my regulars who was a biker, was singing a song, and a man came up and tried to take the mic from his hand, and it did not end very well, to say.
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's a great answer. What is the one song you would love to do at karaoke that you have never been able to find a good version of?
Oh, that's easy. It's Free Fallin', the John Mayer version, the acoustic John Mayer version. No one has it. The only place I found it is on Star Maker.
I didn't even know
it live.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a version of that. I'll have to check that out.
It's I'm a big Tom Petty fan, but the John Mayer version is 10 times better. I'll just have to say that.
I think we need to get the people that make these apps and the karaoke version of these apps and the people that do like distribute to the live band people together so they can harmonize and make beautiful music and make these available to the people that want them at the live shows.
Yes, I agree.
So say you're in a brand new place while traveling and you only are going to get one song in the rotation. What do you pick to make your mark?
Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a tough one too. That's a tough one. I love that song.
Who doesn't like whiskey, especially if you're in a bar?
You will get no argument from Ed or I on that one. So kind of conversely, maybe sort of adjacently, if you could magically strike one song from every karaoke playlist forever, which song would you choose?
Can I pick two?
You can pick two. Absolutely. I'll approve it. Ed, are you going to approve it?
Yes.
Great. Let's do it.
First one is Pitcher by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow.
Goodbye.
I hate it, especially when you're a DJ because you have to sing it with everybody. The second one is Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. It's like that song is horrible. You have to listen to 7 minutes of usually just, that's the song I play when I have to go to the bathroom when I'm DJing a wedding.
Number
two in with Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. It's a long song.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Those were wonderful answers, Andrew. We appreciate those deeply. And you did great. That was it. That was simple, right? It wasn't scary or intimidating in any way or anything like that. So now's your chance, if you want just a little bit of revenge, to fire away and go ahead and ask Ed any kind of question, evil otherwise, that pops in your head. And we solemnly swear we'll answer honestly, yada, yada, yada. What do you got?
So let's think here. Let's say if you had one song that you had that someone picked for you to sing, what song would you not want to sing? Absolutely not want to sing. Like you were doing like kamikaze karaoke and someone had to pick you a song. What song do you hope does not get picked for you to sing?
I've got mine, and apologies to our mutual acquaintance, Mike, but he tagged me in doing Cotton Eyed Joe, and I just let it go because there is no way I'm singing that repetitive, horrible song. I would lose interest after the first 30 seconds. Adam made me do that once, actually, when we had a night like that. Adam made me do that, and I'm still not quite over it. I hate that fucking song.
Yeah.
I do that. I have no regrets about that, by the way. I feel good about that. I'm trying to think of something in particular. I have along the lines of what it would be. I think it would be, at this point in my life, anything by R. Kelly. We'll say specifically, I Believe I Can Fly. Because I fundamentally am just against R. Kelly. Like our history on this podcast, we've issued a challenge to R. Kelly, told us how much we hate him. If you ever wanted to come and discuss it, he's welcome to. That issue still stands, by the way, R. Kelly, if you're fucking listening, it's on still. All right. Listen, I don't want to sing any of your shit ever, and would be pissed if somebody gave it to me. So yeah. That's just, you know, where I am in my life is that I fundamentally against R. Kelly. I Believe I Can Fly would be the song that would be tougher for me to sing because Ignition's just admittedly catchy, but I just don't want to sing anything by R. Kelly. So if somebody gave me that, I wouldn't be happy about it.
I just want to pull the Family Feud. Good answer. Good answer.
I was either going with that or any kind of hip hop song that just white people shouldn't be doing. That's the other answer, but I couldn't think of a good enough specific example.
I don't sing a lot of hip hop. I do know Diggity. That's about it.
I do know Diggity too. That's one of the ones that I like singing because it's a good singing.
Yeah.
Like, and plus the hip hop part, like It's My Peeps and We Roll Sheeps, flying first class from New York City to Black Street. Like, yeah, that's also a lot of fun to do. But thanks, Andrew. Yeah, you had us at the best shot. I'm hurt a little bit. Hopefully R. Kelly's hurt a little bit too. So I'd be extremely happy if he was.
So you're saying that basically was, you know, your best shot at the one perfect karaoke night, right?
It was the one perfect karaoke night for sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now we're going to hit you with our best shot, or you're going to hit us with your best shot. I'm not really sure how this game works. It's Adam's idea, but it is our quick fire game where we ask you five questions and you come up with five answers.
Okay.
They should be quick fire, but it
never ends up actually working that way. So however you want to play it is how we're going to play it. Does that sound good to you?
We're going to give you a question. The first thing that pops into your head, that's what we want as your answer. We don't want you to sit there and debate it too much. That's all we're getting at.
Yeah, don't debate it, but you can give us as much context as you want.
Got
you know
it.
What I mean?
Got it.
All right. So are you ready to hit us with your best shot, Vanessa?
I'm ready to hit you with my best
Fantastic.
Shot.
Kind of answered this one, so I'm going to just tweak it a little bit. What's the best single performance you have seen at karaoke?
Oh, it was at Burlesque Karaoke. We had it was a Halloween performance at Burlesque Karaoke, and a person came and sang an operatic aria while one of the burlesque performers was roller skating and holding a glowing, like, globe. It was like a moon, glowing moon lamp, roller skating with his moon, like, witchy moon lamp while someone was singing opera. And it was, like, dead on. Like, this was, like, a professionally trained opera singer.
That is... That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard happening at karaoke. Okay. So what's the worst thing you've seen at karaoke?
You know, we had some like very bro-y dudes once come into my residence during Obama election, and they were singing a lot of patriotic stuff, and it was very targeted. Yeah, I honestly was the closest I've ever come to just shutting the music off. It was like, get out of here, guys. Not to like politicize our podcast here, but
we've done that already. Don't worry okay. about it. Yeah, that's
okay. Great. Yeah, you know, it's I wasn't pumped on it. It was it was like American flaggy and like it was. But I mean, you know, not to say it's wrong to be patriotic, but like it was very targeted. It had a Proud Boy vibe, and I was just not happy about it.
Yeah, I that wouldn't be fun for me either.
But last night, somebody really, really butchered I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston so bad I had to, like, go to the back room and be like, I just need a break.
Oh, Jesus.
What is the one song you would love to do at karaoke that you have never been able to find?
Never been able to find? Well, I'm a huge emo fan. Like, I DJ an emo night, and there's a lot of, like, emo songs that I can't find in karaoke. That, I mean, without, like, you know, illegally acquiring them, because there's, as you probably know, there's, like, a lot of copyright stuff when it comes to KJing. Like, there's things I can like rip from YouTube if I wanted to be breaking the law, but there's some emo tracks. None of the names are hitting my brain right now. Like, things I wanted to scream along to.
Could you give us maybe a band or something like that? You don't like, is there like a specific band or something that jumps into your head?
Yeah, Taking Back Sunday has some songs that I think, I'm trying to remember which ones, but because I'm trying to remember, like, did I actually find that one recently or not?
Yeah, no, that's fair. There are some bands that are just criminally underrepresented when you start getting into karaoke. Like, I keep wanting to sing Bright Eyes, but like early Bright Eyes, like Lifted Are the Soils and the Soil, Keep Your Ear to the Ground, like level Bright Eyes. And it's just, they don't exist at karaoke.
Okay, Kim Petras. I really want to sing some Kim Petras, and I can't find it in karaoke anywhere. So that one just occurred to me. Heart to Break is the one I would love to sing.
Okay, you're in a brand new place while traveling. You only have a chance to sing one song. What song do you pick to make your mark?
I mean, I would bust out my Cher.
Specifically what Cher?
Oh, Turn Back Time. I turn that time back. Turn it all the way back.
So you've been everywhere. You've been in lots of bars. You host lots of karaoke nights. If you could magically strike one song from every karaoke playlist forever, which song would you choose?
Fuck Her Gently by Tenacious fucking D.
Ooh, okay.
I, like, when they say Zanzibar, like, the hair stands up on my neck. I'm like, it's not that funny. Like, I'm sure I'm gonna, like, this is gonna make me very unpopular, but it's just how I feel. Some songs, like, are just, they wear you down. And then, like, a close second would, I'm sure you've heard this one a lot, is Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow.
Oh, we've heard that once or twice. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe once or twice we've heard Picture mentioned. Baby Van Beasley. You've been so wonderful. And you, like, you got through our game. Hit me with your best shot. Great. So the last part of this is you get a chance to fire away. Ed and I know things and have stories and things. So you get a chance to ask us one question. It can be karaoke related or otherwise. And we solemnly swear that we'll tell the truth.
What was a time when you were so, like, wasted that you sang karaoke that you either just, like, butchered it or it was just gold? Like I want to know, like, your most drunken karaoke moment, because we've all been there. I know mine. I was, like, blackout drunk, and they called me up, and I was singing Believe by Cher, and my sister was like, don't do it, and I was like, I'm singing it, and I walked up to the stage, like, so drunk I could barely stand up, and then the minute the music hit, it was like I was dead sober again. Like, do you believe? I just busted it. The music sobered me. I want to know if you have anything similar.
So when I was a younger lad, about 22, I was in Florida, kind of on a break. I used to do this program called AmeriCorps, and we were doing disaster relief after Hurricane Katrina and Rita relief. And they pull us out of the disaster areas for about a week to like debrief, and like just got together with about 10, 15 people. We all went out and we went to a club at like 6 p.m. for like, because they had happy hour. We were poor people doing this service program at the time. They had dollar drinks for like 2 hours. So I got there and I'm like, well, I wanna go hard for these two hours that we're at this club that they have dollar drinks. And I drank an uncomfortable amount of liquor, especially for being 22 and still learning. Like there's still a reason that 15 years later, I still won't touch a White Russian was because of that night and what I did in 2 hours there. So after we left that place, because we left after the dollar drinks were done, we decided, well, we wanted to find karaoke. I am hammered out of my mind. And all I remember about getting to this place, we pull up to this place. I remember it was like a little dive bar place. I sang something at karaoke, barely got through it, threw up on their floor, got thrown out of the bar. It's the only time I've ever been thrown out of a bar. And it's the only time I've lost parts of a night, because I do remember getting back in the van that we showed up in. Don't remember the trip back. Remember falling out of the van to throw up again and then waking up next morning on the floor of my hotel room surrounded by bottles of water. So that's my story. That's my drunk story that's inherently tied to karaoke. It's not a blackout. I did amazing things. It's like I got thrown out of the bar for the only time in my life, and I still feel bad about it to this day.
And you still don't know what song you sang?
No idea.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but Adam knows I'm going to end up being that guy. I very rarely get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not for lack of trying sometimes. I remember blacking out at karaoke on my birthday once, because the owner of the bar, because of how much, I guess, we spent there and how much time we spent there, gave us a full jigger of shots that somebody left unattended. So I did 11 shots in a minute. And they weren't like the most alcohol heavy shots, but 11 shots of anything in that period of time is not good. But I was like, guys, there's all these shots. So I did the 11 remaining. I don't remember anything from that night anymore, but that's not the story I'm going to go with. Another night that I know I was drunk, and I want to use this one because it's when Adam, it was the first time he left me. See, he has this thing about leaving me. He moves away and he goes and he leaves me.
I do.
And it breaks my heart every time. No. I mean, the one time he,
the abandonment.
One time he sang like really sappy songs to me and I openly wept in the bar. And the person I was dating,
at the time
looked at me and was like, "You were just pathetic." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah."
I sang at a pack bar, one of the regular places we used to go to. They didn't have the instrumental for the song that I wanted to sing, so I sang a cappella. I sang "We'll Meet Again" by like Johnny Cash's cover of "We'll Meet Again" a cappella in a bar. Most terrifying night of my life too, because I sang it for Ed, and it was a packed bar that all of a sudden went dead silent, that you could hear a pin drop when I started singing. And I'm like, yeah, so terrifying for me, but that's what I did to Ed is "We'll Meet Again."
But the same night, there is photographic evidence, because I think we got Adam a cake.
Yes, you did.
We smushed cake in each other's faces like a married couple. And I'm rolling on the ground laughing my ass. Like, I have never seen myself as drunk in a picture as I have the pictures from that night. And looking back on it, it makes me sad because I was skinnier. I had hair. I had hope for the future. But like, so... But at the same time, it's a really good memory. Like anytime Adam and I are together, it's a good memory.
I just love best friendship so much. Like, I mean, and especially like the karaoke connection, best friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's what one reason why I really love what I do is the regulars. And like, I get really close with the people that come to my shows. Like, I can't even tell you how many weddings I've DJed because people were like, our first date was your karaoke night.
Aww.
And it was like really important to us that you came, that you were here with us like the day we got married. And yeah, no, like I love these, like the karaoke connection, like the, you like really get close through it.
Yeah, it really is. Like when we started going to karaoke is really when we became, you know, really strong friends.
I wouldn't be into karaoke if it wasn't for Adam. And I've said it before and he disagrees, but I don't think we would be this good of friends had we not had those experiences together at karaoke bars.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, because, I believe it.
He's a Pittsburgh fan. I'm a Phillies fan. It's, you know, like we never the twain shall meet.
Never.
It's so, never. Classic Romeo and Juliet experience.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I don't know sports at all. I'm just making things up.
Well, you went Romeo and Juliet, which is the next best option you possibly could have gone for between Ed and I. So, man, that was some fresh new content we just dropped on y'all right there. I know your ears are probably saying, what in the world was that? But it was the best thing I've ever heard. And if you are thinking that, then you should put that in an iTunes review right now. We encourage you to like, subscribe. Hey, share it. Word of mouth is the best way to get it out there. Twitter, all those things. We love podcasts. Give us podcast recommendations to listen to. We can strike an agreement here. But more than anything, just talk about it. And we're just so thankful for you and the fact that you're here. And yeah, we love you guys. Is it too early to say we love you? No, we've been dating for about 9 months now. I say it's an appropriate time. Yeah, we love you. Or at least I love you. Ed, do you love them?
I am certainly very fond of them, Adam. And I am also very fond of Ben Dumb. All of those interstitial guitar riffs, they came from his hands. Our theme song came from his hands. Follow the Ben Dumb 3 on Spotify. Check out his other projects. Fantastic musician. We love him to death here.
Yes, we do love him to death. You know who else we love to death? All of our guests that we've had on the show so far. Man, these past 2 weeks have just been a journey down memory lane. So I think we should do it one more time. So tune back in 1 week as we're going to finish out the rest of the Hit Me With Your Best Shots from season one next week. But that's it. That's all. There is no more. So until next time, I'm Adam Wainwright.
And I'm Ed Kennard.
And remember that singing off key is still technically singing. It is a karaoke podcast that takes karaoke exactly as seriously as it should be taken.
Do you want to try that again? You stumbled.
No, I don't. It's a karaoke podcast that takes karaoke as seriously as it should be taken. Just as seriously, is that it?
Exactly as seriously.
There we go. That makes it much easier.
Yeah.